I'm your host, Jeff Ragavan, and welcome to Alchemy, the podcast all about building a business on the front lines of the new economy.
Welcome back to this week's episode of Alchemy. Very excited to welcome David Spreckman. He's the Executive Vice President. He's the Head of Marketing at Verano. David, pleasure having you on the show.
Jeff, thank you for having me.
Of course. Yeah, I've been looking forward to having you on. And, you know, I had Sammy on probably like 3 years ago. It seems like it was yesterday, but time flies. Pretty amazing because we just started working with you a few years ago. And since then, we've, you know, obviously really ramped up. So it's been exciting to see you guys kind of explode and grow. Obviously wanted to really talk about some of the great stuff that you guys are doing over there. But before we get started, David, you know, quick background. Obviously, you've now been in, you know, in the cannabis side, at least at Verano, for the last 4 years. But you come from the agency world, like most of us.
I do.
What was it that kind of, you know, gave you the nod after, you know, 7 or 8 years working in advertising for brands to go over to cannabis?
So, by the way, I did mention to Sammy that I was going to be speaking with you today, and I think he was a little jealous. So you might want to reach out to a friend and invite him back.
I would always love to have Sammy back. He's a good time. I've been trying to get Sammy to come out to the Hamptons during the summer and play. You know, I've been trying for years.
He's usually not a very hard sale, so I'm surprised by this.
I know he was literally going to come this summer, and then something came up and. Yeah, we were bummed. I even got Danny and Anna to come out here. So we were ready to roll. We'll have to do that. You'll have to come out too, David.
Deal. So to your question, yeah, I spent the better part of a decade in the agency business, which is a very interesting ride. You learn a lot. I don't think there's a better prep course you can take for really whatever it is that you're looking to do than to spend some time in the agency world where you're learning and digesting from all these different brands and companies with varying philosophies, and you're balancing more tasks than you probably should. And that's as good a description as the cannabis life as any, especially in, you know, the realm of MSOs. So I did that for about a decade. I loved it. I learned a ton. And the stars just so happened to align. The timing around early 2019, the cannabis space was in a very different place than it is now. It was big, but it was more emerging, I would say, than it is today. And being that Chicago is host to several of the industry's biggest companies, there were a few opportunities at the time, but I have some history with the founders here. And so it was actually in the process of a pitch in my agency life that I met the executive team at Verano. They were potentially looking for some help, you know, building some brands or doing some advertising. And we didn't get the business on the agency side, but I did establish some relationships. And so I think it was a year or so later that Verano was really looking to build out its internal marketing function, had some opportunities arise, and you know, I took my chance. I've long been an advocate of cannabis, an appreciator of the plant and all the powers that it holds. So the opportunity to day in, day out, you know, build brands and sell products in a category and an industry that I personally feel very connected to, really exciting. And I think when you work in the agency world, you know, you get a mixed bag, right? Some things you work on that you love and you feel passionate about, and other things, you know, they're just part of the job. But in cannabis, it's all passion, and you better have passion because it'll test you.
I love it. Yeah. And I think, I mean, that's a great story, and, you know, it just goes to show you, you know, relationships are always so important and so key, and you kind of meet people, you know, throughout your life that really, you know, can change the course, right, of your career. And, you know, I think, you know, for one, it's, you know, we've been watching you guys for, you know, years now and have seen you guys really grow and explode. And I think at this point now, you know, Verano is, you know, you kind of think about the brand and you're like, wow, they're definitely one of the most influential brands out there in the industry. And, you know, I think you and the entire executive team too do a phenomenal job. And, you know, we're obviously, you know, thrilled to, you know, be able to work with you guys every day. But, you know, it's been a ride. I remember when we first met with you guys, like, you weren't even doing any digital, right? So you guys have come a really long way. I definitely wanted to talk to you a little bit today as far as, you know, some of the recent campaigns that, you know, you guys have been running, at least in my eyes. And I see not just on the cannabis side, but also I've been in the industry for 25 years on the, you know, advertising side. You know, this has been kind of the first really, I'd say, super special campaign that we've seen for a cannabis brand, because it really kind of hung its hat on true, you know, brand advertising from a programmatic perspective, right? You guys, you know, going out there with, you know, this campaign slogan of, you know, we say yes, right? And the creative really talking about, like, you know, talking to consumers, asking about questions, you know, can cannabis be better? You know, talk to us a little bit about the, you know, the campaign itself, like how you guys came up with the idea, what the impetus was, you know, what were some of the goals and objectives? Because I think you guys did a phenomenal job there.
Sure. And it helps that we have great partners.
That's always helpful too.
The impetus is, you know, it's probably in my more traditional upbringing in the importance of brand awareness and name recognition, especially in an emerging market. You know, I think to your point, it's not something that you see a ton of in the industry, and that might be largely to do with the constraints that cannabis operators are faced with respect to marketing and messaging and the channels that are available to us. And some of it also might be attributed to the fact that it takes a little bit more of an abstract appetite to understand return on investment when you're dealing with brand awareness and favorability and intent. So it's, you know, it was certainly a new, I think, avenue for us as a marketing platform, but one that, and we can talk a little bit, I think, during this conversation about some of the results and the KPIs that we were tracking against and why I think it was a great success and something that we'll look to build on in the future. But the message strategy that you just sort of hinted at, we say yes, it's kind of a meant to be a fun meditation on Nancy Reagan's famed just say no rhetoric.
No. That's so smart.
Yeah, you know, propagated by the sort of, let's call it political and failed war on drugs. And I think we find that in cannabis marketing, we maybe get away at times from having fun and just connecting with the cannabis audience. And I think just say no was something that everybody was so familiar with. It was so widely played. And for such a long time. And what better way to open the conversation about cannabis for us at Verano than to say, we say yes, right? Let's take a very negative concept about something that we believe to be totally misunderstood, and let's flip it on its head and let's open the door and have a conversation. It may not be for everybody. It may be for some people, but we at least want to leave the opportunity open to have a dialogue, for you to ask questions, for us to ask questions, and to share honest answers based on the expertise that we've been honing over the last 8-9 years.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, when you look at kind of the cross section of the, you know, the cannabis consumer, you know, a lot of folks who have dabbled in cannabis, a lot of new folks that are coming in and doing it for the first time, I think we're seeing a very big trend of a lot of people where it's not just about getting high, right? It is about utilizing it for sleep. It's about utilizing it for health and wellness, for anxiety, for muscle pain, for, you know, all the things that people are thinking about when it comes to medicine, right? And obviously, yes, there's the recreational side of, you know, unwinding and having a good time too. You know, when you guys deployed this campaign, who was really your, you know, your target audience?
Yeah, I mean, it's really a two-part segment. One being the dabbler / more enthusiast, people that are very familiar with cannabis, they regularly consume cannabis, they may have even have already heard of or purchased and been a part of the Verano story. And then secondly is the canna curious, which is, this is somebody that may have already tried cannabis once or twice, and they're open to it. They're curious about it. They've got questions. They're wondering some of the things that you're just touching on. You know, is it going to help me with my knee pain? Can it help me sleep? Is it going to, you know, is it going to help me relax after a long day? I mean, there's the can of curious segment. You could then break apart into, I don't even know how many subgroups, but those are the two primary groups, you know, that we were thinking about. And in both cases, well, actually, just focusing more on the enthusiast, the dabbler, those who are already ingrained in some way, shape, or form. It was still an important campaign for us because we had just reached the brand. We went through a top-down refresh, all new creative, all new messaging, really sort of brought the brand up to today. So even with those that had heard of us or that knew us and that might be shoppers, it was important that we reintroduce ourselves as the new Verano. And in the case of the Can of Curious, you know, a little bit different in terms of the receiving end, but really the same story on our part. Like I said, it's an emerging market. There are different kinds of dynamics playing out across the states. But generally speaking, if people are curious, if they're interested in cannabis, you know, we want to be certainly at the forefront of the conversation and part of their consideration.
Fantastic. And so from at least from like a brand perspective, you know, I know that, you know, cannabis was deemed essential during COVID, like back in 2020. There was mm-hmm. this whole discussion amongst, you know, a lot of the multi-state operators out there where it's like, people just don't know about brand yet, right? They just know about product. And I feel like here we are now, 3 years later, right? Brands like you guys have become way more sophisticated. Lots of different products that have been out there. People have been trying it. Would you say now, like today, people are like, yes, I want to actually go and I want to buy Verano branded products or other brands that you guys carry, as opposed to just, I just need to get weed? Like, how do you look at it today, 3 years later?
Yeah, I think it's evolved quite a bit, and brands is playing a more prominent role than it was. That's certainly my opinion. And that's part of the impetus behind our, you know, portfolio strategy, which is to have a myriad brands across the variety of form factors and addressing different subsegments of the market. So I think there is much more brand recognition and arguably loyalty today than there was 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. I do still think you see quite a bit of shopping based on, you know, price, promotion, convenience. So there are all these factors influencing purchasing decisions. But I think I would confidently say that brand means much more today than it did a few years ago. And I think that trend will probably continue. But to your point, there is always, I shouldn't say always, there is generally an underlying expectation of quality of product or service that underlies strong brands. I don't think that brands generally grow to, you know, global success without offering something that really does deliver value. So it's a little bit of a mix of both, and I don't think you can necessarily do one without the other.
Jumping back a little bit to the program, what were some of the KPIs for this campaign?
Sure. So, you know, at the highest level, we're looking at impressions. We're also measuring lift and brand awareness. We're measuring clicks and consequential web traffic to the website. I think those were the primaries. We also looked at, I think, you know, lifts and favorability, consideration, purchase intent, but the primary being impressions, awareness, and engagement via web traffic.
Any learnings, at least from this past campaign, that you guys are like, okay, for next campaign, like, here's what we want to do?
Yeah, I think across the board, every lever we pulled seemed to work, from just the targeting strategy, the message strategy, and through and through. You know, one thing that we'll look to do this year and into the future is try to replicate some of the success across the brand portfolio, right? So this was as Verano. We've got Savvy, which is our more value-oriented brand that we launched September of last year. That's been a great success story thus far. And we did run a small programmatic campaign for that launch in a single state, which was also a very successful campaign. We launched Bits, which is our low-dose edible with adaptogens and a variety of cannabinoid ratios, which has also been a great success. We launched that in November. So, and that's just to name a couple. Our portfolio seems to keep growing and growing. I'm not sure where it's all coming from, but it's all been great. And I think what I'd like to do is expand the success that we saw with Verano through programmatic into some of our other and newer brand identities.
Love it. So when you're looking at, you know, what are we? We're in February, it's 23, right? There's been a lot of headlines. You know, obviously the end of last year, we all thought safe banking was going to get passed. It didn't, which was kind of a mega disappointment. You know, anything that you're looking into this year, just in general, you know, as far as like, okay, to maintain dominance, to make sure we're successful, to maintain our market and, you know, our growth rate, like what are some of the things that you guys really need to make sure you continue to focus on?
It's a good question. The top of my list is always to create value in, you know, in what can be a sea of relative sameness. Value creation is, again, I think underlies all of the great brand stories that the consumers are familiar with. And in that, you need to carefully define and prioritize your sort of base audience, but also maintain bandwidth, so to speak, in your campaigns and in your programs to invite others into it and expand that base. Another thing that I think is seminal is to listen. You know, we're in a very unique position in this industry that's so new and exciting, but where you do get pretty untethered access to end user patients and consumers. And, you know, they have feedback, they have thoughts, and those things should always be heard and oftentimes incorporated into sort of go forward plans. Take some swings, right? I think playing it safe is probably not the be-all end-all solution here. Mm-hmm. Plan globally and think locally, which is a cliche, no doubt, but I think it's as relevant in cannabis as it is anywhere, because we need to develop brand strategies and marketing strategies at a high level and then figure out how to make those things work across a very complex regulatory landscape with different restrictions and regulations and what you can say and can't say and products that are allowed or not allowed. And as you start to multiply that across, you know, 10 states, things get tricky. So you want to plan at a very high level, but at the end of the day, you've got to be able to tactically execute at a very local level. And I would say the last thing, I could probably give you a 4-hour rant just about what I think we need to do to be successful this year. But I think there is an authenticity of voice that is crucial right now. An example being that I don't know there's an industry where, you know, premium is more overused than in our industry. And so I think finding that voice that is real, that, you know, connects with your audience and really upholding it is a great opportunity for cannabis brands.
Love it. One last question, David. So I'm sure you guys are all on this, and I know you guys are on this, but, you know, obviously New York finally came on, you know, as a recreational state finally. And, you know, this past week, I think we saw the third, you know, social equity, licensed cannabis operation, you know, come to fruition. How excited are you about the New York market?
I think it's got the potential to be very exciting. I think, you know, there's certainly some things there to be ironed out with respect to the illicit market and the health of that. But anytime you've got a population center like New York and a cultural hub like New York City and, you know, 20 plus million people that can be brought into the fold of this new and exciting responsible cannabis market. Yeah, it's I hope that it is a screaming success, because I think it would be a great thing for the industry overall if New York was a good story.
Yeah, agree. Yeah, New York has got to do it right. I think just at least from a bandwidth perspective, you know, it's a big opportunity. All right, cool. David, this was great. A couple of quick questions before we go on you.
Sure.
So where are you from originally? You sound like a Midwest guy.
I am originally from Chicago, Illinois, although a suburb on the north side.
Okay, got that right. Favorite activity? Could be sports, could be watching TV, could be cooking.
My favorite activity would be either hanging out with my sister's kiddos or going to concerts.
All-time favorite place, destination-wise?
Ooh. It could be Crested Butte, Colorado.
Beautiful. Hopefully in the summer or the winter?
In the summer.
Okay. And I haven't asked this question in a long time, but it was a favorite for a while, so I'm going to bring it back. So if there was a zombie apocalypse, would you survive? And if you did, what is your biggest asset?
Wow. That is deep. Would I survive? That's a toss-up. I'm resourceful, but you know, I don't think I was really built for physical combat, I guess you could say. Mm-hmm. And if I did survive, I think my greatest asset would be that I do thrive on my own. I'm very good at being alone. I get very much enjoyment out of being alone. And I think I could leverage that in a world where, you know, friends are hard to come by unless you're into getting eaten by zombies.
Totally. Good answer. Have you seen that new series, The Last of Us?
I've been watching. Yeah, I think I'm caught up. It's like episode 5.
Yeah. I'm caught
up. It's been good so far.
Yeah. What do you think? I was skeptical at first. I'm like, what is this? And then I'm like, whoa, this is actually really interesting. I will say
it's well written.
I'm without giving it away to anything else, because we've got like 70,000 subscribers who listen to this, but there is one character on the show that I just cannot stand. I'm curious if you're on the same page as me.
The main character?
Yeah, it's the little girl.
Interesting.
There's just something about her that just bugs me.
Is that by design?
Maybe. Now that you're saying it, maybe it's she's supposed to bug you. Yeah. I don't know.
You never know. It could take a turn. But yeah. he's the lead actor. What's his name?
I don't know. I'm not going to.
I'm blanking. Something Pascal. He's fantastic.
He's really good. I just caught up yesterday, late last night with the most recent episode, and I was like, whoa. So.
Yeah, I'm in. They've got me so far.
Yeah, no, it's good. Awesome, David. Well, listen, I really appreciate you coming on the show. And of course, appreciate you guys. You're an amazing client. You guys are incredible. And, you know, congrats on all the success. David Spreckman, Executive Vice President, Verano. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Jeff. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
Take care.
This episode of the Alchemy Podcast was brought to you by Philo. Thanks for tuning in. And if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to subscribe and share.